We're not entirely sure why hedgehogs have shown the biggest decline. We aren't losing them. The past 3 years, they've gone down continually. So that's a bit worrying. It could be a mixture of reasons. Certainly, gardens have changed a great deal over the last 5, 10, 15 years. So we've lost an awful lot of hedges. We've lost quite a lot of space to hard standing for patios or for car parking. The one thing that has come out of our survey for just general garden wildlife and for birds in gardens is that gardens are hugely important for wildlife, and without our gardens, we lose a huge arc of wildlife. They support a whole range of things, garden birds, hedgehogs, and foxes as well. I know a lot of people don't like foxes, some people might not like hedgehogs. Some people don't like the birds that turn up in their garden. But, you know, this is wildlife, it's been here a long time, it shares the spaces we live in. And there are simple things we can do to help support them and manage them. We're not saying that gardens shouldn't be just for leisure. I mean, you can have a beautiful leisure garden that is also great for wildlife. And hedgehogs just need somewhere where they can forage for food. And they've got a fairly varied diet, so that, you know, they eat slugs and snails and beetles, which is great for gardeners. They'll also eat earthworms. They do eat birds' eggs, so any ground nesting birds are quite vulnerable to hedgehogs. But they can climb and they can swim, which is a bit of a surprise. So walls aren't an impenetrable barrier, but obviously the higher the wall, the more difficult it is for a hedgehog to get around. And hedgehogs love to wander. They won't stay in one small garden. They love to wander huge distances. They're very nocturnal, so you rarely see them during the day. But at night, they do tend to walk quite a long distance.